Hi, this is Sharon Wolf from the Rio Del Times, resuming our ongoing series related to the issues surrounding conservatorships and the court process. This is for every adult child out there that is or will be in the position of helping their elderly parents with the many indignities of aging while trying to figure out a ridiculous bureaucratic process to access the needed services. If you'd like to know more about why there has been such a long pause in this series, then you can read about it at our website, theriodeltimes.com, or there is a good story by Ryan Burns currently running at thelostcoastoutpost.com. We will be doing everything we can to encourage other media sources to look further into the story, ask pertinent questions, and shine the spotlight on issues that impact us all. No one wants to talk about elder justice issues, even though we're all going to be in that older adult population sooner or later. For those of us that have elderly parents experiencing Alzheimer's or dementia, it's particularly important that we pay attention and educate ourselves as much as we can, because trust me, the system that you'll get to deal with is nuts. As an adult child, you have essentially no rights regarding your parents, not even to basic information about how they're doing. Even if your parents have created their wills and trust documents naming who is to take care of them and what their wishes are, it doesn't matter if the court refuses to recognize it. That was a lesson learned for our family, so we offer that as a word of caution. There is a bill currently pending in the California Assembly Appropriations Committee that is critically important to all family members, even if you don't know it yet. SB 280 by Senator Laird would require a conservator to create an actual care plan for the individual. The care plan would be required to include basic information, such as where they're living, and any plans to move them in the next 12 months. The current health status, including medications, the names of the health care providers, and some financial information. The care plan would be required to be filed with the court within 4 months of a conservator being appointed and at each hearing concerning whether or not to continue the conservatorship. What is key about this bill, however, is that it would require the care plan to be sent to the relatives of first degree, that's the spouse and adult children of the conservatee. Confidential medical information is still redacted, but this would at least provide a basic level of information to the family members that they're not currently entitled to. Right now, it's left up to the benevolence of the conservator to provide information, and that often doesn't work out well for so many reasons. If passed, the conservator could be fined up to $500 for failure to comply with the bill, and that fine is payable to the conservatee estate. There is an exemption for limited conservatorships for the developmentally disabled if the conservator is a first-degree relative. The state legislature has tried to pass something similar twice before, and each time the bill has died in appropriations. There isn't a big price tag for state costs attached to this bill, and that's part of the problem. County public guardian offices carry a huge number of conservatorship cases of the most vulnerable among us, and they do it without ongoing state funding. It primarily comes out of county general funds. I've been shocked to learn how little funding that vital office receives, but it is clearly a sign of how the state continuously fails to prioritize the elderly and disabled. Public guardian offices are ridiculously underfunded and understaffed in counties across the state, and it is unlikely to get better anytime soon considering the state deficit. But our older population weren't a priority during all the years of massive surpluses, so I get a little skeptical. At the same time, we're going to be dumping a whole lot more on our county offices with the expansion of conservatorships that the state is pushing through, and we will be talking more about that in future segments. I really hope that the legitimate cost concerns for the public administrators don't derail the much-needed bill. The answer is that the state should be providing funding to the county offices, but I won't hold my breath. And that is just a segment of the conservatee population. Most have conservators who are a family member, a professional fiduciary, or a complete stranger. The requirement to create a care plan for the conservatee and provide that information to the closest family members is a common sense approach to a very serious issue for families. After our experiences in the Humboldt County Probate Court with my mom and stepdad Ron, we created a new nonprofit organization called Protect Our Loved Ones. We will be compiling resources, training materials, and information for families, particularly for the adult children. We are going to be focused on elder justice issues, which includes conservatorships. The December and January earthquakes derailed the work being done to get off the ground, but only temporarily. There will be much more to come. Thank you for listening, and we're happy to be back reporting on these critical issues. This has been Sharon Wolf with TheRioDelTimes.com.